anyone in here yet? Hello? All right, who's in there now? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So, you got in. Is this Courtney?
I did. This is Heather Barber.
Oh, Heather. Hi, Heather. This is our first time trying to use this system, so.
Understood.
Did you get in using the email invite or from what Melinda texted you?
Melinda had to text me because we didn't have a PIN number.
Okay. Because I can't even. Then everyone else should be able to get in. Hello?
Tracy there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Who's that?
It's Julie.
Okay. How come no one else can get in?
I don't know. Melinda just called me. The email I got has the access number, the conference ID, and the host in. Unless they're trying at the same time. They can't, if they're all calling at the same time, it'll kick you out.
All right, because you got in.
The email I got has the PIN number on there.
Yeah, the one they got should have had the PIN number, too.
But she called and asked me what the PIN number was.
Right.
I dialed in as the guest first, and I was listen-only mode, so I don't think anybody could hear me.
No, I couldn't hear you.
So, that worked.
Yeah, but we need people to get in that can talk.
Nobody else can talk?
Well, Heather's here. She's the yoga teacher.
It said 5 people when I came in.
Heather, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else is here. No one said anything. and I can't get the computer part to come up with the meeting. Up there someone. Hello? Hello?
They must be in listen only mode. Maybe they're putting 2020 in and not 03 2020.
Either way, it's that way.
Yeah, so it has to be 03 2020 to talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, is that Melinda?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so you're in.
How many people did I was in?
I don't know, six maybe?
Yeah.
But they're in listen only mode.
That's what it is for me, but I can still talk.
All right, so then it hangs. Who is this one? Who is this? Kristen says, still not working, then it hangs up on me after two times.
You see, they have to push in 03 2020.
Pound.
Yeah.
Because I had the other one, and all right. It's saying more
because
than
it's
me. Yep. Then. All right, let me see. I got a group text going here.
Oh, there's someone. Hello?
It says listen only, so they might think they can't talk.
No, they should be able to talk.
I know, but it told me listen only mode, but I could still talk.
All right, hold on, I'm trying to do this.
You can have static.
Hey, it's right here.
Hello? Hello?
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Hello?
Hello? There's someone.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Tracy, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that?
It's Tammy.
All right, Tammy's in.
That was challenging.
Can you imagine doing a town meeting like this?
No, I can't.
There's just too many.
I think part of the problem is people calling at the same time. It kicks you out. This is Julie.
Oh, we had the wrong number at first. We had 2020.
Well, okay, that's the only number.
I was sitting there listening to you guys, and then you finally said what the real password was, and I was like, oh, good. So the 2020 is for people that are invited to, that want to listen to us.
Right.
For the public.
Okay. Because our original email had no pin on it.
Send me the email you got.
The email we got from Julie had no pin.
Mm-hmm. The one email I got had everything.
Someone's there. Someone's in. Hi.
Hello?
All right, so you might have enough people to do a forum now.
Who just said hello?
It's Kristen. That is seriously the most annoying thing I've done this week. And I'm homeschooling, so literally the most annoying thing.
Oh, wow.
So there's got to be a better way.
So who do we have? We have Kristen, Tammy, me, Mark. Anybody else?
I think that's
it. It said there was seven, and I was number eight.
They're in listen-only mode. They have to hang up and dial 03-2020 for their pin to be able to talk.
I just stuck it on our group text, so hopefully if somebody else is trying to get in, they can.
Tracy, are you sticking around for this meeting?
Yeah. I gotta make it. I'm going to have to be going to all the meetings to make sure that the phone works.
I don't envy you.
I was going to wonder if Zoom would be better.
That's what we've been using.
Zoom's not bad. Or Google... What's it, Google Hangout, Google Meet, yeah.
Okay.
I use that, and that works pretty good.
Yeah, and Zoom, you can see everybody at once.
Yeah.
The tricky part is, like, for the public, because they have to have access to it.
Right, so then you have a million faces.
Yeah.
But you can shut the video
I off. Think you can only have 25, right?
You can have
for the free one.
So you can have up to 100.
Up to 100 for ours.
For Zoom. Belinda says it's not working, but she can hear us.
She's in listen only mode.
Yeah, she's got to use that other password.
Hang up and dial 03-2020 for the password. I can't get in either, Tracy. I can't get into that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not showing how to. But that's how you would be able to. I'd be able to control their setting.
Okay. You can open it up so they can talk, but I can only get to that one piece. Maybe it's down.
Oh yeah, Belinda said she tried that. The 03-2020 pound.
Really?
Does it only let so many people in?
I don't know, I can hang up if that's the case.
It was up to 20 people on, yeah.
Oh, 22.
Belinda's going to try again.
Was Mike busy?
Honestly, he probably forgot. I forgot until I saw the text. I was like, oh, shoot, I have a meeting.
I was going to say, because nobody's really doing anything right now, pathetically.
Oh, there's someone.
Oh, wait. Mark Simmons says he's in, I'm also in listen-only mode.
Hello?
That was an old one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird. How did I just get it? Just pop up.
Yeah, that was like, I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You're in. Hello?
Oh, good.
That was stupid. Can we start? Go ahead.
We have five now?
I think we have five now.
Okay.
It says we have eight.
That's weird.
Hello? All right, so when you start the meeting, one thing you have to remember is try and say your name before you talk.
Okay. What was that?
Try and say your name before you talk because it's recording so that people know who's talking.
Got it. Are we waiting for Mike or what?
You want me to? I can have my Garth call him.
Well, yeah, I just don't. Should we start without him or wait for him?
My phone is. Mike, tell her.
I mean, he got all our millions of texts. I would think like
I was gonna call the house number, which I'm not seeing. Where is it under Arca? Just dial it. It's home.
Is Melinda still here?
Is Melinda?
Melinda?
Who? Melinda.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Melinda?
Because Melinda is usually the one that kind of...
Well, she was off, but...
It sounds like she got knocked off or something.
Did she?
Hi, this is Heather Barber. I want to make sure you guys can still hear me.
Yep.
Hi, Heather.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Heather, you might be our eighth person.
Okay.
I think we're trying to figure out how many people we have, and you might be our eighth.
But Heather's our guest, isn't she? She's yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is there a limit to how many people can be on here?
It was,
do you want me to message Melinda to see if she's still on it?
She has the email. He has to do the email to call in.
Email?
Tell him to check his text messages.
Okay.
All right. We need to call Mike's house phone. Did you forget? Like I did?
So right now it sounds like there's four committee members, but it's me, Tammy, Belinda, and
Kristen.
Okay.
Yeah, Belinda says she's still there.
Okay.
She's still here? That's what she's grabbing.
Okay, we just can't hear her.
I'm here.
Can you tell her that?
Now? Oh, okay. Hi, Eric. Yeah, yeah.
Are we starting or are we waiting?
Oh, you're there. Okay, good.
Well, we have five, right?
Start.
To start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Mark.
You're done.
Sorry, what was that last part?
You're the guy. Since Mike's not here, you're the guy.
Oh, okay.
He sounds excited.
Oh, that was funny.
I really don't want to wait for Mike.
No, right, it might take him a few to get in here.
Alright, so are we calling to order the Recreation Committee meeting for April 1st? I'm not sure what else I have to say.
Okay, so at 7:23 p.m.?
At 7:23 p.m.
All right, then approval of minutes, Mark.
Okay. has everyone reviewed the previous minutes from, let's see, the special meeting on March 20th and March 16th, it looks like? The original next meeting was on March 4th, and then the special meeting was held on March 16th. Does anyone have any comments regarding the minutes?
Belinda got kicked off.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious. What's going on?
She's going to try again.
Yeah, we're definitely finding a different way.
Yeah, this is not working very well.
No. And it's very, the sound quality's not very good.
No.
But if we can try to get through this so we can make what we want happen, that'd be great.
Yeah, do it.
Well, could we lose our quorum?
Tracy's technically a member.
Yeah, oh, someone's in.
Oh, someone came in.
Who's there?
Hello?
You technically have your members here. They just can't talk. I was just keep going.
Goodness.
They're still here. They just can't talk.
So can we go or no?
Keep going, yeah.
All right, who's going to... The last 2 minutes, who wants to approve that?
This is Tammy. I'll approve them, or whatever you want to call it. What do we call it? Make a motion to approve them?
Yep. Anybody seconding?
Can I second?
Yeah.
Mark? Okay. And let's see.
Hello?
Hi,
I'm on the call. You're on speakerphone on my cell phone.
Yeah, I know. I'm having trouble again.
Just without you?
I'm okay. I can hear him.
All right. Tracy, can we make it work this way with him?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. All right, so what's next, Mark?
Hang on, I just lost my agenda. It's not working. I had it on my phone, but it's not working anymore. Is it
new? Go with budget.
Or is it old?
Go with budget? Well, you know what?
Budget sounds good.
Tammy, you want to talk about the budget?
Okay, so, we have, as of since our last statement, or our monthly tally as of today, we have $6,824.66 left in our budget. I know that Melinda and I talked about paying for yoga for the rest of the year, so that would be would we say $50 a week, Melinda?
Yeah, it was $600, something like that.
So that would be an expense for the end, to keep in mind. But we need to use the rest of the money before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trying to, I know at the last meeting we had, we talked about a few different things that we had for ideas. I don't know if anybody had any real pressing concerns that they wanted addressed.
Was there any thought put into, I know I was in the last meeting, but landscaping for the stack location, the stairs?
They had come up with a lot of ideas. And we kind of needed to meet to talk to them about it.
I know.
It was kind of impossible. Right?
Yeah.
well, even this is Tammy again. If even if they have like, even if we set aside like $1,000 for, you know, like maintenance to the field or whatever we wanted to do, we still have quite a bit left.
Right.
So, you know, I know we have,
Tammy, didn't you write a list?
I did. Do you want me to go through the list?
Do you mind?
No, that's fine. They had talked about, remember, they were closing that gate and making people go around to get to the Constitution Field to kind of keep people out. And we had the key on the gate. So they were talking about us putting signage up on the gate, kind of like with arrows to tell people, you know,
right,
you've got to enter on whatever size. So that was one thing. They talked about doing a soil test as far as, like, landscaping and stuff and adding organic material. They requested possibly another trash can, and they loved the trash cans that we just had purchased, the really heavy metal ones that people can't move around. Let's see. Launch pads and signage for the disc golf. There was... Oh, and the walkway renovation near the ramp. That's probably what we were... And inspection of the playground equipment. Now, Mark, did you put in for the cost of that...
training?
The training?
Yep, so the invoice was sent to Julie yesterday, and I believe it was... paid for, or it will be paid for.
Okay.
Is it
being paid directly to you or to somebody else?
It's being directly to the tax, and the tax is paying.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see it on here. So that was like what, 700?
How much was that? 700.
So that's.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think they'll be represented on the spreadsheet that you have, because I think it just got processed today.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we just got it yesterday.
Okay. So, I mean, honestly, though, if I, like, looking at it, I mean, I don't know how much, like, the launch pads and the signage for the disc golf is, but, I mean, we could do a lot of this stuff. I mean, to get another trash can, and to, you know, we were talking about working on that renovation of that area near the ramp. I mean, we put aside money for that and get something done with that.
What do they have in mind for the renovation of the ramp area?
I don't remember what they said.
They talked about a lot of this. Sorry, this is Kristen, and other people might be able to chime in better, but they talked about a different style of rock to put in, and I think we ended up saying we'd prefer the heavy-duty one versus doing any landscaping effort because it would just be a nightmare over time.
Yeah, but weren't they saying that, this is Tammy, that, weren't they saying that the rocks, like, they were concerned about kids, like, chucking them onto the field?
Yeah,
but I think in the end we still decided on a particular rock. I forget now.
Melinda, wasn't it a larger rock, or were they saying do it like a concrete type thing?
Maybe it was concrete.
Okay.
That's
probably something we need to like further discuss with them. Spending a little bit of money and getting, I mean, we started a project frisbee golf stuff. I think launch pads are probably a good avenue to take. I mean, that's my opinion. Sorry. This is my, you guys are all introducing yourselves first, so that's good. how do you guys feel about that? But I mean, we started that project probably should.
Someone
finish it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is Mark. Tammy, how much is, sorry, I think I missed the part. How much do we have left?
So, looks like if we spend the seven, I mean, we've got at least like a $5,500 extra
okay.
once you take out the seven and the $600.
Yeah, so I think with that amount or even a less amount, we can probably, like Mike, what Mike was saying was, we can probably wrap up the disc golf course.
Yeah.
Which would be a good, I think, a good goal to accomplish by, like, July 1st.
So I guess what we need for the next meeting is just we just need some pricing.
Okay.
This is Melinda. I think the trash can is a good idea, too.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, so what we can do is if we get pricing on the launch pads and stuff like that and the signage or whatever.
And the signage,
then we can
yeah.
see what else we have left, and then maybe we can, you know, get the garbage can and maybe get a couple of signs or whatever we need.
Melinda, how
yeah.
Sorry, Tammy, this is Kristen. How much were the trash cans before?
I want to say, hold on, I have it right here. Let me look it up. I wanted to say it was around... like,
No,
502.
Okay.
Yeah, 502 it looks like. For... Yeah. And that was with shipping, I think. Or maybe not.
Well, I think we can accommodate the municipal guys, get them another garbage can. If for nothing else, it's good policy with continuing a relationship with them. If they ask for something, you know, maybe we should give them something to make their job easier, which we might get something better in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about it.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mark.
This is Mark. I would agree. I mean, if they need another trash can, like what Mike was saying, if it's going to make their job easier, make the park look better, and we have the available money, I think we should get it, and I can work with whatever budget we have to finish the disc golf project.
Okay. I'll check on the, I'll get the, make sure the price is still the same for the garbage cans, and I'll check the shipping for the next meeting.
And how do we find out about the signage?
I can work on the signage.
Okay.
You use the commentary for signage?
Say that again, about commentary and signage.
Sorry, Mark. Is there a contractor you use for signage in Coventry?
Yes. So there's someone that I've worked with in the past that I can reach out to, but I'll also get several quotes just so we can have a good idea of what's available. Someone might be cheaper, but yeah, I do have someone that I've worked with in Rhode Island.
Well, if for nothing else,
it's
kind of a benchmark for pricing, you know?
Yep, exactly.
Great. So it sounds to me like we have, $500 for the trash. Mark's going to work on fish and launch pad pricing, and everybody's patience is a little fried right now, so... Very difficult.
All right, so this is Melinda. Do we want to just vote on that next meeting once Mark gets all these pricing, or do we want to vote that we purchase the trash cans now. The trash
cans. I think we both purchase the trash can now.
Yep.
And then again, and then we raise the pricing on the other stuff. Hopefully, this smoke blows over in the next month or so, and we can have a meeting. We can do better.
This is Melinda. I'm making a motion to purchase a trash can for the basketball court. Not to exceed more than $600.
I'll second that. This is Todd.
Okie doke. As long as it's not over $600, I'll put it in. This is Tammy.
This is Melinda. Mark will look into pricing of signage and launch pad.
Yep, and so this is Mark. I guess just to clarify and to get everyone quick feedback, as far as the launch pad, I don't know if there's much of a need for those. I think what would be more beneficial at this time is to just focus on the signage. That way people can kind of go from one hole to another clearly. But as far as the launch pad, I think the course that we have is pretty recreational, so I don't know if it's worth investing in, you know, installing permanent launch pads. I think signage is the best way to go, just focus on right now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Mark. This is Mike. I agree.
Okay. But we need signage. Sorry, this is Kristen. We need signage for the disc golf and then signage for the fence, correct?
Yeah, that's what they were saying, that it would be helpful.
Which, again, goes back to Mike's point of if they're asking us to do something, we probably should. So I would say to do the signage for the fence as well.
Yeah, you know what, I can't imagine it's expensive for the signage for the fence. All we need is, like, entrance and an arrow wherever the – so I can even look into pricing on that, and that should be simple to order.
I don't mind looking into pricing for that as well. I might as well –
Since you're doing the other one?
Yeah.
I just need a little more
clarification as to exactly what signage we sell. Like you said, it's entrance with an arrow, but, you know, which direction is that arrow point?
I can make contact with Ron Milovich. Maybe, Mark, if you and I and Ron Milovich would like to meet sometime soon. We can figure out exactly what he's looking for, if that makes any sense.
Yes, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Alright, I'll reach out to Ron Milovich and make it time, hopefully on a Saturday or Sunday, and we'll have a better idea.
Okay, yep.
Okay, and then I'll contact you, Mark, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, this is Melinda. Can we move on to new business, yoga via Zoom?
Sounds good.
Okay, Melinda Bryan, Heather, contact me. Heather Barber, she's on the line with us, our yoga instructor. She contacted me regarding holding yoga via virtual, and I had mentioned Zoom. So I would like to make a motion to have Heather hold yoga via Zoom on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. It will only be offered to current residents that have registered already. There'll be no cost at this time until we actually get back together, meeting at the fire department. Once we find out how Tammy can put it on Facebook and promote that we're opening it up to more Voluntown residents, they would have to fill out a registration form and email it to the rec email, and we would go from there.
Yeah, once they have to email it to the rec, then we would give them the password to get in.
Right. Heather, do you have any questions or comments?
No, that sounds great. Yeah, so I think that for Zoom, there is like a number that everyone will have to type in to join the meeting. So,
right.
And I assume it's the same number every time.
But that it is. My daughters are doing gymnastics that way. I have a question about that. This is Kristen. Sorry.
Okay.
I was registered
I don't know, a year ago. So that doesn't count, right?
No, you're currently registered.
Okay, I thought you had to re-register every so often. I didn't know. Okay.
You haven't been. You probably should just send in another one.
But are we saying nobody can do that yet?
No.
That isn't already registered?
Because we want to know what's going on. I don't know. What are your thoughts, everybody?
So, Kristen, Melinda and I talked about it earlier, just like because we're trying to figure out the whole Zoom thing. And we were thinking that for the first one, for next week, that we would just trial it with the few people. And then if that went through, then we would, like, open it up to everyone.
Okay.
But this is Melinda. I think we should open it up to the rest so that we're seeing how it's going.
Sure. I was going to call in anyway just to watch to make sure everything looks okay.
So,
yeah, Kristen, I can give you the password.
Okay.
They'll do it after they submit a registration form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Melinda, I think that's a good idea just for a trial run, maybe for next week.
Yep.
And by all means, I think all of us have ideas, and hopefully Heather can go forward with this. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I had a question. Oh, Heather, who has all the registration forms right now? Does Beth have them, or do you have them?
Beth has them.
Okay, so we would have to get Beth to give you, because you'd need emails, correct?
So do you take down the emails from those forms? Like, do you have a list for an email?
I'm pretty sure, because isn't that the way we have to, can't, Melinda, this is Melinda Tammy. Do we have to, we have to invite them via email, don't we?
We don't have to invite them. We just have to give them the, we can give them a link and give them the code. So
via email or text message.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty simple.
All right, so then Heather, that's some work on that together?
Yeah, so this is Heather. Would you want me to contact everyone, or would that be up to you guys? To give everyone the number that they need.
I mean, if I have the emails, this is Tammy. I mean, I could put them all in and send out an invite.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
But I just need the emails. I wouldn't expect you to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is Mark. Just as a plan B, I expect the whole Zoom thing to go well because that's what everyone seems to be doing. But as a plan B, would it be possible for you, Heather, to do like pre-recorded videos and then maybe we could post it on our Facebook page? I think we could do the trial run of next week and then say for whatever reason it doesn't work out well, maybe the following week we could do like a pre-recorded video, post on our Facebook page, and have our, have our people that are registered go and view it that way. It would kind of take away our revenue, I guess, or, collecting fees because it would be free for everyone. But at least that way we can continue, showing or having some kind of yoga session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was another option that I gave Melinda when I came forward with this. And, so we'll try out Zoom and see how that works for the live streaming with the coming in at 6 o'clock for the class. And then if that doesn't work out, I'm happy to do the pre-recorded videos that you guys can post out.
Okay. Yep.
So how would that work, Mark, with registration liability? If it's live and they need to sign a form?
I don't know if it would still be live. I think Heather would have to provide it to us, day of or 24 hours in advance. We would post it on Facebook. And then as far as I'm concerned, we wouldn't have any liability because it would be essentially open to the public to view at their own,
Right.
yeah.
their own risks.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is crazy. The town has a YouTube page, too, so it can always go there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's nothing on it right now, but it's there.
This is Kristen. How are we collecting money moving forward for yoga? So we're just paying her, and we are making it free for...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, just for this time being.
Right.
Okay. How long... okay, so I guess that's a good point, Kristen. So how long is this particular yoga session going on for? Do we have how many more weeks are we doing this?
This is more than it's been ongoing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do sessions anymore.
Should we set aside X number of dollars from our budget to make sure that we can continue to pay, Heather?
Yeah, I think they stated that in the beginning, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Premises, conversations, we can do that, yes.
Okay.
All right, so this...
Go ahead,
Melinda. All right, so this is Melinda. So I'll make the motion to try Zoom, and if Zoom doesn't work, then we will go via the pre-recorded on Facebook with a liability statement.
This is Kristen. I second that.
I do have a question. Who drafts this liability statement?
Well, this is Melinda. We already have one on the form, so we can just copy that on there. Tammy V can copy that on there.
Yep.
Well, as long as we have something in place, you know, I mean, people getting injured at home doing our stuff doesn't eliminate us from responsibility, does it, or does it?
Personally, I think that's a hard stretch.
I think it would eliminate us.
I can ask the attorney.
You think about it.
This is Tammy.
I was going to say, like, you know how many YouTube videos are out there with exercise, like workouts and stuff
right.
like that, that nobody, I mean, nobody's, like, suing us,
trying to cover our bodies, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. It's always good to be smart.
Yeah, this is Mark. I suppose that's worth looking into, just to double check. But, yeah, I would think that because it's on social media, it's available to the whole public at their discretion. Mm-hmm. I would think it would remove all liability from us.
Right. I'll double check. This is Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah.
We're motioning to accept this and move forward with Zoom as the first priority, and if it doesn't work, we're going to go Facebook.
Yes.
This is Melinda. Tracy, is Beth working at the town hall now, or?
You can send her an email.
I'm sorry?
Send Beth an email, and she's going into the town hall at least once a week.
All right, so then somehow she can get that list to Tammy.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Kristen, you seconded, right?
I did, yes.
Okay. All right. I think that's all on the agenda. Anybody else have anything?
We have correspondence and general discussion, but if no one has anything, then I think we can adjourn.
Sounds good.
I've got nothing.
Are you okay?
This is Tammy.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I got nothing.
people. I'm sorry I was late, but this is very difficult and different, and you guys all did great. Good job.
Yeah, you guys did good. Thanks for being the guinea pig. And we're looking to something different now.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Have a good night. Right. I think it's going to disconnect when I hang up. All right. Bye. All right.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.